For 3 years, out of key with his time, he strove to resuscitate the dead art of poetry, to maintain the sublime in the old sense. Wrong from the start. No, hardly, but seeing he'd been born in a half-savage country, out of date, bent resolutely on wringing lilies from the acorn, caponess, trout for factitious bait. Id men gartoi panthos any troye caught in the unstopped ear, giving the rocks small leeway, and the chopped seas held him therefore that year. His true Penelope was Flaubert. He fished by obstinate isles, observed the elegance of Circe's hair rather than the mottoes on sundials. Unaffected by the march of events, he passed from men's memory in l'entrant unium de son age. The case presents no adjunct to the muse's diadem. The age demanded an image of its accelerated grimace, something for the modern stage, not at any rate an Attic grace. Not certainly the obscure reveries of the inward gaze, better mendacities than the classics in paraphrase. The age demanded chiefly a mold and plaster made with no loss of time, a prose kinema, not assuredly alabaster of the sculptor of rhyme. The tea rose, tea gown, etc., supplants the mousseline of Cos. The pianola replaces Sappho's Barbatos. Christ follows Dionysus, phallic and ambrosial made way for macerations. Caliban casts out Ariel. All things are flowing, sage Heraclitus says. But a tawdry cheapness shall outlast our days. Even the Christian beauty defects after Samothrace, we see Tocalon decreed in the marketplace. Fawn's flesh is not to us, nor the saint's vision. We have the press for wafer, franchise for circumcision. All men in law are equals. Free of Pisistratus, we choose a knave or an eunuch to rule over us. O bright Apollo, Tinandra, Tinaroa, Tinatheon, what god, man, or hero shall I place a tin wreath upon? These fought in any case, and some believing, pro domo in any case. Some quick to arm, some for adventure, some from fear of weakness, some from fear of censure, some for love of slaughter in imagination, learning later, some in fear, learning love of slaughter, died some pro patria, non dolce, non et decor, walked eye-deep in hell, believing in old men's lies, then unbelieving, came home, home to a lie, home to many deceits, home to old lies and new infamy, usury age old and age thick and liars in public places. Daring as never before, wastage as never before, young blood and high blood, fair cheeks and fine bodies, fortitude as never before, frankness as never before, disillusions as never told in the old days, hysterias, trench confessions, laughter out of dead bellies. There died a myriad, and were the best among them, for an old bitch gone in the teeth, for a botched civilization, charm smiling at the good mouth, quick eyes gone under earth's lid. For two gross of broken statues, for a few thousand battered books,